host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to this week's episode of Alchemy. Very excited to welcome Bob Blair. He's the Chief Marketing Officer of Jones Soda Company. He's also the Chief Brand Officer of Mary Jones Cannabis. Bob, fantastic having you on the show.
Hey, I'm happy to be here, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It'll be a fun episode. And for everybody that is tuning in right now, if you don't know Bob, you might have seen him around LinkedIn, but he's got an impressive, amazing career. He was the Global Chief Experience Officer at Starcom. He's also a Managing Director at OMD. He's also a Managing Director at Mindshare. And Bob, you obviously have an absolutely incredible career on the agency side. You know, you worked with some of the biggest brands, you know, out there. You've won awards for clients like Pringles and Budweiser and Airbnb. And, you know, obviously I could see why Jones wanted to bring you on from your experience alone. You know, talk to us a little bit about your journey into Jones and also the launch of Mary Jones Cannabis. Give us kind of like the quick synopsis. What are you really excited about?
Oh my gosh, Jeff, I'm excited about the whole thing.
I'm sure.
Much like every singer wants to be a drummer and every drummer wants to be a singer, every agency person at every level dreams of going client side and seeing if all those things they recommend actually might work. And, you know, so I had eternal dreams of finding the right opportunity to jump over. And, you know, what's funny, when I started talking to the team over at Jones, I was already ready to say yes before they told me about cannabis. I was super excited because I know Jones is the coolest craft soda company out there for years. You know, I've known them since I was a teenager, and just the power of that brand's exciting on its own. And when it was dropped on me that also that there would be a launch into cannabis, I was just excited about the whole endeavor, as you can imagine.
And, you know, I think also from a, you know, a brand recognition, like most people maybe have tried it or they've heard of Jones Soda, right?
Yes.
And, you know, you guys are now expanding into so many different offshoots, if you will, of the brand. And I think that is just such an exciting opportunity. I know that you also, you know, you launched the nootropic beverage, right? Which you also partnered with Wisana on. And obviously it's very self-serving to me too, because, you know, I was the first investor in Wisana. So when I saw
that partnership, it's a good choice. Yeah.
So I saw that partnership, I was really excited because I'm like, wow, that's a great use case, right?
Yeah.
And talk to us a little bit about that, right? That's kind of first of its kind.
It is. It's really interesting. And, you know, at first you might sit back and go, you know, why aren't more brands leveraging themselves to go into other spaces, whether they be cannabis, whether they be nootropic beverages, anything. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is when you dive under the hood, there's actually not as many brands that are capable of doing what we're doing right now. It's a very small group that have the enviable positioning that are right. Now, some of those things are, as you mentioned, Jones has a brand equity that honestly vastly outpaces our business today. You know, we're a publicly traded company, so anyone can go Google us and look up our annual revenue. But we're a small company. We sell, you know, less than $20 million worth of craft soda a year. But everyone's heard of us, and people know us, and they know our labels, and they know our look, and they know we're the brand that puts photos on the labels. We're the brand that puts thoughts under the caps. They've heard of us in so many ways that go beyond just brand recognition. They know what we're about. They know what the brand stands for. They know that we're about our fans. And they've heard of our flavors. And they know that some of our flavors have a lot of equity. And that's incredible. And when you look at a brand that's equity outpaces its business, that's a brand that can either invest in that core category and catch up to its equity and its potential, or it can take that equity and extend it to other places where those equities really would have a lot of traction. And when you look at the opportunity, you know, in cannabis specifically, to take a brand that's not an alcohol brand, but does have the attributes you're looking for to take a brand into cannabis, that equity, that flavor equity in existing know-how in a space that you need know-how in where the category is not mature yet, and a proven, and I've it's funny because we had to do a study on this recently, but you're into regulatory, so you'd like this, a proven adult footprint for the brand today. You know, it's a mass brand that has adult consumers, and that's important.
Right. I love it. Well, you know, it's so interesting. You know, Forbes just came out with a story recently, and the headline was, you know, cannabis beverage sales sparkle. So I think you guys obviously are, you know, kind of getting into this industry, you know, not only at the right time, right, but like right place, right time. So I think one for Mary Jones, it's a great idea, you know, but I think also at the same time, like there's just everyone's kind of turning their heads, you know, every day there's a new launch. And I think for you, obviously, not just as the chief brand officer, but as the CMO, like how are you going to really stand out from the other companies that are also launching, right?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on. Is one, there's just a lot of energy around the brand in total. You know, you mentioned just a minute ago, but, you know, Jones is about our soda company. It's about our newly launched cannabis line. But within the soda company alone, we've got a lot of energy going on. This is a brand that's had just a lot of very dedicated fans over the years. But just recently, our nootropic beverage launch that we did in partnership with Mike Tyson and Wasana Health is just a first of its kind nootropic beverage, really focused in on real benefits of clarity and focus for mental health. Everyone knows that Mike went on a journey of psychedelic self-care that probably few should or could, right? To be perfectly honest, but it led him to knowing more about what worked for him than most people would ever get that perspective. And it's just incredible for him to bring that energy to us and be able to put that in a bottle and offer it to people. We have these two flavors. You can buy them right now on the website. Plug, plug, plug. And
you can plug away, Bob. Plug it away.
Plug it away. But you know, they're really cool. They're tasty. They work. And it's just really, really fun. You know, we were out with Mike shooting some video content for this just the other day, and he's really into it, really excited about it. And we're really excited about it. And it's doing things like that. That launched new products, having new flavors that we're coming out with. Right now, there's an Icy partnered flavor in the market, which if you don't know, I'm sure you do, but Icy are those just wonderful frozen treats in the freezer section that come in the long tubes. We're doing a crossover partnership with them where Icy is turning into a Jones Soda and Jones Soda is turning into an Icy, both in the flavor freezer section and at 7-Eleven and slushy departments. That's fun stuff, man. Like the Jones brand is doing fun stuff. We got Juliana Pena, the UFC champion on our, and I like to say it, crushed melon, on our crushed melon flavor. That's, you know, we didn't used to say it like that, but now that we got Juliana on the label, you have to say it really tough. But we got her on our labels this summer promoting crushed melon. And, you know, we signed that partnership with her before she won the championship and before she became a coach on the Ultimate Fighter series.
Well, Bob, I got to tell you though, like, you know, one, I think that was an amazing alignment for the brand. You know, I just had Juliana on the show probably like,
she's so cool, isn't she?
2 weeks ago, and she's just like,
she's just an awesome person. She's fun, you know.
She's got great energy. She's smart. You know, I actually I hosted a dinner with her last month with about 15 CMOs from, you know, the biggest brands of the world, and she was just eloquent. Yeah. And you know, people just really love that. And I think
like
she's
her. She's just like really, you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, she's inspiring as well. So great job there.
It's a great thing. And we were excited to partner with her, but now lucky us, there's such a spotlight on her during this, you know, time frame. And so it's just really elevated the profile of the Jones Soda brand in a way that was purposeful, but we're thrilled about. And what's good about that is that we're leveraging the equity of that brand for our cannabis launch. That's the entire strategic point of to be willing to not just make up a new brand and leverage the resources of a brand, but to actually leverage the equities of a brand. And so for us, all the energy that's going into the Jones Soda brand is good for that, as well as our launch into cannabis.
Now, you also did a sponsorship with Devlin DeFrancesco.
I just got back from the Rolex
pictures
2 weeks ago. Yes. And you go there like, oh, this will be fun. And we won our division. Right? it's just fun. The hits keep coming. And that car looks incredible. Devlin's helmet, I don't know if you've seen a close-up of his helmet, but he's got a series of our soda labels.
I've seen it. It's incredible.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Cool. Listen, I think you're doing a great job picking winners. That's for sure, right?
Hey, man, I wish I could take more credit for it. Yes. Was a little more serendipity than I. You know, I'm not a winner. Outside, yeah. Spending more time. Sure, in Vegas.
Run with it, Bob. Run with it.
Run with it. Yeah, gamble.
So, you know, I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, obviously with this new product, you're going to be doing some marketing. I know we're going to be doing some fun things together. Where are you guys launching the product? Is it California first?
You know, what's interesting is, you know, obviously we're already a global brand because Jones, know it or not, as a New Yorker, but Jones is huge in Canada too. And so we as a brand have a really nice footprint. So we definitely have ambition to be a global cannabis brand in short order. But to that end, everyone who's playing in this space, I know a lot of your listeners are people who do dabble in this space, know that there's just a lot you got to figure out. So we are prototyping our portfolio in California. We're actually going to have product on shelves in April, which is shockingly, you know, soon when I look at a calendar for all the work that we still need to get done on this. But we have a prototype portfolio where we're really thinking about our products beyond beverage, because we're bringing equity from the Jones brand, we're bringing equity from our flavors, and we're bringing equity from this wonderful soda format. But we're coming into cannabis and taking that flavor across a 10 milligram session soda that, you know, comes in a 4-pack, a lot like our current soda does, and in a glass bottle. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But we're also offering 100 milligram, 16 ounce, 10 dose format, which is a really popular dose format.
Wait, Bob, hold on. How many milligrams?
It's 100 milligrams. It's 10 servings and one 16 ounce tall boy, basically.
Okay. Wow.
And honestly, consumers love this format. If you go and look at purchase data around beverages, this is where your mature cannabis consumer, not your first timer, but your mature cannabis consumer is really enjoying a beverage format. And so we want to really have something for them. And it's just wonderful, full flavor item. I think what's really cool about the 10 and the 100 is that consumers have gotten used to accommodating taste and those dosages. You know, I think there's a lot of talk in the low dose area about how masked it is. No big deal. It's 2.5 milligrams of THC. But when you're talking about 10 and 100 milligrams, I think consumers have been told they have to accept a flavor. And I got to tell you, I have the enviable job of a lot of product tasting in this current zone we're in. And these products are incredible, just incredible products where I think you're going to want to drink this in a crave forward mode, like you would one of our normal mainline sodas. You're not going to appreciate masking. You're going to appreciate craveable flavor. So it's just really wonderful. But it doesn't stop there, Jeff. We also are developing what has already turned into my favorite product. I don't mind outing myself on this at all. A 1000 milligram syrup.
Oh, wow.
This syrup is mind-blowingly good. The flavor is just totally, totally indulgent, wonderful, wonderful flavor. You drizzle it into a cocktail. You drizzle it into a soda. Mm-hmm. You put it over ice cream. You can take a little nip off the end. You can dip the end of your joint in it if you want. Do whatever you want. I don't care. This stuff is incredible. I just adore this syrup. So it's really a versatility product that lets the consumer do whatever they want with the flavor. It's so good. And then we're doing a gummy, and we're purposely doing the gummy down at 5 milligrams so we can put 20 pieces in a bag and let people eat them like they want. They're really great. They're coming in little bottle shapes. They're so fun. But what we've done by taking a 10, 100, 1000 and gummy product format is it has allowed us to then take four of our most popular flavors from mainline soda and pull them through that for a 16 SKU launch. And it does give us a portfolio of products driven by flavor that really comes in the shapes and in ways that consumers want to indulge right now across different things. And I say that on purpose because I think a lot of times people, you know, in edibles are getting to this, you know, it was okay, or I didn't grimace mode. And just recently, some brands have pushed past that. We're pushing it into something you can't wait to eat. Like, it really is delicious, just like our soda products are. It's very flavor forward.
Fantastic. No, Bob, I'm thinking, you know, for your years and years on the agency side, you know, and really coming up with, you know, incredible ideas for big brands. And now that you're on the brand side, how do you look at being on the inside now and being able to dictate not just your own strategy, right, but actually having your team very hands-on? Like, what for so many people that are listening to the show right now, we have a lot of multi-state operators, we have a lot of we have such a plethora of people, but a lot of them came from the brand world and the agency world. Yeah. So what's your, like, you know, if you could look back, do you love being on the brand side now? Do you miss anything about the agency side? Like, what's your view?
Jeff, I'm never going back.
It's okay.
No, I love it. I love it. And I think the part that you touch on is the hands-on part, and it's the ability to implement some things that you can see if they work, that you're pretty sure they will, but that you don't know. You know, I think, you know, a quick example is something that, you know, we're going to have at launch with the Mary Jones brand. But, you know, I like to build programs that live naturally, like socially native programs that live naturally within social platforms. And it gives you a way to work with consumers and influencers that plays into not just the content and the way the incentivization of those platforms work, but the algorithms promote things, you know, and things like that. And so we're going to have this thing at launch for Mary Jones where anyone can go design their own t-shirt. Design your own Mary Jones shirt, make it look however you want. We have this super cool t-shirt designer on the website where you can drag around our icons and put up things and upload a photo and put it in the frame and do all the things you would imagine. But once you do all that stuff, there's a couple things you can do. One, you can buy the shirt. Sure, go ahead and buy it, have it. But you can also put it up for sale in our Mary Mart. And once you put your shirt, you can list it for sale. And once you list it for sale, you set the price. You say what you think you can sell it for. We'll give you an embeddable commerce code. We'll give you a couple pictures of the shirt. Go post it on Instagram. Try to sell it. Now, this is fun. It's fun for us to let people play and design and be DIY with our brand. It's fun for us to let people be entrepreneurial, but it also is a very natural way to work with influencers. And it's a natural way to let your consumers get involved. It's a nicely unregulated element of content to promote within Instagram, you know? And so we are going to create programs of marketing that allow the brand to live and breathe within the community of fans and influencers we're working with, rather than, and, you know, don't worry, I know Philo's in the space of paid marketing, but more than paid marketing.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Well, Bob, I feel like I love your energy. I love your enthusiasm. I'm so excited for you. You've got so much going on, and obviously, you know, appreciate you coming on the show and giving us kind of a full synopsis, but it's such an exciting time, you know, also for a company like Jones, because you guys are hitting so many different segments of the market. And I know that there's so many brands out there that are dying to do this, but a lot of them are also kind of waiting, right? Some of them are like, yeah, we're going to do this, but we're going to wait till it's federally legalized. So I got to say hats off to you guys for kind of taking the baton and going for it. While the market is, you know, public opinion is an all-time high for cannabis. So I feel like you guys are going to crush it.
We're in a little bit of a crossroads right now where it is true that the larger brands, you know, who really probably have too much to risk to go in and jump feet first, can't go take advantage of their national infrastructure. And there is something interesting about where Jones has been as an independent craft soda company is that we are national, but we're scrappy. And we've already figured out how to do scrappy things like bottling and flavor and having fountain soda machines when there is no infrastructure compared to the big soda. But it's really, you know, so it's been fun. And, you know, one of the things that's as exciting as my marketing hat and kind of the brand hat is thinking through operations and infrastructure and really how do you scale a brand both in product quality and flavor equity as much as in marketing and packaging design when you're going into a national footprint of states that have different laws, different rules, different maturity levels across different product formats. And, you know, lucky for me, I've got a great, you know, group of people I'm working with, but we've cracked the code on a lot of that. And we have made a scalable footprint for all of the aspects of our brand, including flavor and including how to get these products made, that just makes us really confident in our ability to go and come to market nationally in a lot of different ways.
Love it. Well, Bob, I definitely want to have you come back on in 6 months. And
let's high five in 6 months on the different success stories, right?
Exactly. So I'm really excited and, you know, congrats on everything. And, you know, obviously rooting for you guys. And I appreciate you coming on and giving us the whole, you know, 911 on, or 411 for that matter, not 911.
I hope it's more of a 411 than a 911, but we'll see, right? Won't we?
Bob, I've been talking all day long, and it's like my brain at this point right now. It's just like, yeah, whatever comes out. But everybody, Bob Blair, Chief Marketing Officer, Jones Soda, and Chief Brand Officer of Mary Jones Cannabis. Bob, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.